Praise be to our God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We want to give thanks and praise to the Almighty God, for he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and also our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Once again, we want to welcome you tonight to another episode of the Fivefold Ministry, which we are going to be explaining some more. But before we get into the lessons tonight, we will say our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise you and honor you as my Lord and Savior. Tonight, I thank you for this opportunity to host this show and to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you that you're always with me and will never leave nor forsake me. You are the only all-powerful and only wise God. I love you and thank you that I'm united with Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world and the things of the world. I crucify the flesh and all its passion in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the life that I have now have in Jesus Christ. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, so that I can be guided through this show. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me as I submit to you. I declare my total dependency on you, and I take a stand against Satan and all his lying ways. In the name and authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me, in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of the Lord. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound. Satan and all his demons cannot and will not inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life, because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministry Presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and the Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. I just want to call on all believers to join us in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and to honor the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world." Let us make a difference throughout the world, and use all social networks available to us to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is very important for us to do so at this time. If we take a look at Acts 1, verse 7 and 8, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, this is a command. This is not a suggestion that we should. It is a command that we witness throughout the world. So I call on you, my fellow Christians, let us take up the mantle. Let us go forth and do the will of the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, we have a few announcements tonight from the House of David Ministries, which we are affiliated to. The House of David's Men Ministry, under the leadership of Minister Clarence Sidney, has established a relationship with the Faith Mission Crisis Center. This effort to save souls of 25 to 40 persons will begin a service on Easter Sunday, followed by prayer, Bible study, and teachings on the first Saturday of every month. The House of David Men's Ministry will also collect basic necessities such as clothing and toiletries and give them directly to the clients of the Faith Mission Crisis Center as the need arises. Some of the clients of Faith Mission don't have any place to live, and they have nothing. For more information or to get involved, if you're in the New York area or wherever you are, you can reach out to the Reverend Michael Landry, and his number is 718-682-7121. Again, Reverend Michael Landry, and his number is 718-682-7121. Or you can reach out to aspiring minister Joseph Striplin. His number is 917-417-2901. Aspiring minister Joseph Striplin, and his number is 917-417-2901. And then we have again Mercy Outreach Ministries. They are setting up a letter ministry under the leadership of Minister Michael Landry, and he's currently seeking women to minister through letters and be a mother figure to the young inmates in the prison system. If you would like to participate, you may contact Minister Michael Landry at 718-682-7121. And also, I must give you a reminder that the House of Christ Ministries presents Reverend Donald Davis will be here every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Then we have the House of David Ministries Women's Ministry Meeting, which will be held on Saturday, April 30th, 2011, at 1 p.m. at the headquarters at 70 South Central Avenue on the second floor, Valley Stream, New York. For more information, contact Pastor Makisha Guth at 347-526-3048. We will take a short break and we will come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries. Present Reverend Donald Davis as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and by honoring the Great Commission. Tonight, we will go further into the fivefold ministry, and we will be speaking about the perfecting of the saints tonight. But before I go into that, I would like to just bring something to your attention, which I think will be of utmost importance and interest to you. Ministry is for the perfecting of the saints in the fivefold ministry. And then we have first the thumb. He gave some apostles. The thumb represents the apostle. The apostle is the first headship of the church, given the right and authority to touch every member of the body of the fivefold ministry. He is a man anointed to go and establish churches, as the Apostle Paul did. The Apostle set up churches and church leadership in cities, countries, and nations. The Apostles sets up a church, incorporate the Word of God as the basic of its existence. He establishes, helps in establishment of ministry inside the church, and set up a pastor if necessary. He helps the office of the evangelist in bringing in the people. The church now established, the apostle moves on and establishes elsewhere. The apostle is a true missionary and does the work. The second finger, the forefinger, it represents the prophet. A prophet is one feared in the Old Testament, knowing he was a man of God who brought a word from God, and usually it was correction and such, showing tremendous miracles. The third finger, the middle finger, represents the evangelist. Holding your hand out flat and fingers together, you have a middle finger, the longest finger on your hand. This is the evangelist. This finger most usually sticks out further than the other four. This is the office of the evangelist, reaches out into the community, bringing in souls into the kingdom of God. It is an anointing that is within the evangelist that reaches for souls. The fourth finger on the hand is the ring finger. The covenant finger represents the pastor of the church. The pastor is married to the church. He is in covenant to the church that God placed him over. He provides weekly meat for the church table to be fed. It's the word preached and taught to the sheepfold. The pastor labors, studying and preparing the word. He gives fresh food every day, as it were fresh manna from heaven. He visits the sick and others in the body of the church. He stays daily with the church, assures all is well. He sets offices inside the church, prays and guards over them. He helps keep the sheepfold from wandering off and being eaten by wolves. The pastor is a shepherd and covenant man of God's house. The fifth finger on the hand, the pinky finger, is the smallest finger and most time with the hardest job, that the job of the teacher. The little finger, the teacher is anointed to bring the word in a way that one with a hearing here can sit down and listen to the teaching until well fed. A dedicated teacher is always studying to be prepared, and his light never turns out. It's the anointing in the office of teacher that makes the word blessed. We must have many great anointed teachers of the word, along with the pastor who should also have this gift. This is fivefold ministry. The ministry for the perfecting of the saints. These ministries, all working inside the local church, or should be, and one can it begins with that thumb representing the apostle as the head. The thumb held out can touch every finger of the hand. Trying holding your hand out again and take your thumb and touch the tip of each finger on your hand. The apostle is the only finger that can touch each of the other offices. He reaches them all. He stays in contact with the churches. He helps in building and establishes. He incorporates these ministries into that body so each can be efficient. One must pray and ask God to show where one fits. God will show him or her. He is concerned about his ministry and his church working all works together properly. So, dearly beloved, I strongly recommend and suggest and pray that you will follow the encouragement to reach out to the Lord so that he can tell you exactly where you fit in to the fivefold ministry. Once again, we'll take a short break and we will come right back. God omnipotent reigneth. Once again, I welcome you to the House of Christ Ministries, present the Reverend Donald Davis, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. We started out a couple of weeks ago discussing the fivefold ministry, and once again, I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls. If you have a question, feel free to send us an email at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. God bless you and thank you. Now we will get into the lesson, and we will be talking about the perfecting of the saints as we continue on this journey. Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16 says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Beloved saints, believers and non-believers, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming to return for a church without spot or wrinkle. We must hear this statement. Yet most don't understand how this will be accomplished and by whom. In this lesson, I will attempt to give understanding regarding this very thing. For Jesus to come back and receive a church without spot or wrinkle, there must be some perfecting that happens to the people who make up this spiritual organism. The Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines perfect as to bring to final form, to make perfect, improve, refine. Let's take a look at the definition of the word perfecting from the Greek. The Greek word for perfecting is katarthesis, pronounced katarthesis, meaning thorough equipment, perfection. It is derived from the Greek word katartizo, pronounced katartizo, meaning to complete thoroughly, repair or adjust, fit, frame, mend, make perfectly, prepare, restore. When the saints are perfected, they are equipped and repaired through restoration. Righteousness is the place of restoration, which causes us to be complete in God. The saints are to be perfected. But just who are the saints? The Greek word for saints is agios, pronounced agios, meaning sacred, physically pure, morally blameless or religious, ceremonially meaning consecrated. It can mean most holy, one thing, saint. The saints are those who are pure, morally blameless, because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross, giving us his righteousness, and consecrated means set apart for the Lord God. The saints are God's people who trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Although we have the ability to be in right standing and consecrated, yet many do not always live the way that we should. Many Christians do not know all that we need to know, have not submitted to the Word of God in its entirety, have not come to the place of maturity that we are called to, thus causing a need for us, the body of Christ, to be perfected or refined. There is a place of excellence that God is calling his people, the church, to. A place where compromise is not commonplace, wherein holiness is the norm. Some Christians don't believe that this is necessary, and others believe that it is impossible. Yet Jesus Christ tells us to be perfect. He would not instruct us to do something that was impossible. And if we take a look at Matthew 5, verses 48, says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." The Greek word for perfect in this text of Scripture is teleios, pronounced tel-ios, meaning complete of labor, growth, moral character, of full age, men perfect. We are being perfected like Jesus Christ. We were made in the image of God, yet sin causes us to lose his character. It is in the perfecting of the saints that we come to understand the righteousness of God that is afforded to us through Jesus Christ, and what moves us away from sin and brings us to holiness, that place of perfection, which is righteousness. Not every person is called to perfect the saints. It is the responsibility of the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, to perfect, bring to a place of right standing by instructing them in biblical principles. And we are referring to the church. This perfecting is not a one-time event. Rather, it is a process that happens over time as the saints submit to the biblical teachings of the fivefold ministry. This brings us to a very serious problem in the body of Christ, and that is there are so many people who are putting on these fivefold ministry titles, causing many in the body of Christ to be left confused. These false ministry gifts are teaching a lot of things that may be thrilling to the flesh of the people, yet it does not cause them to truly grow spiritually and bring them to a place of knowing how to live in perfection or live in righteousness. Many claim to be apostles, but they're not perfecting the saints. Rather, trying to grow empires by getting a lot of churches under their organization. Many claim to be prophets, yet they're not perfecting the saints by pointing them to righteous living. Rather, using the people to profit themselves by giving them blessings in exchange for offerings while they are yet living in their sin. Many claim to be evangelists, yet they're not perfecting the saints, teaching them how to be in the proper place of heart and staying in righteousness to be an effective soul winner. Rather, they are hired mercenaries in the church looking for speaking opportunities. Many claim to be pastors, yet they are not perfecting the saints by teaching them spiritual truth that would mature them from lambs to strong sheep and exposing them to other fivefold ministry gifts. Rather, they keep the people dependent on themselves, never bringing them to a place of true reliance on God. Many claim to be teachers, yet they do not teach from the Lord. Rather, they teach what will appeal to people and the leadership of the churches that they minister. Yet God is raising a lot of people up in this hour true fivefold ministry who will be distinguishable from the counterfeits who have been trying to act as if they are. It is easy to see the needs of others, their faults, their lack, their needs. Yet the first place that someone who is a fivefold minister must look is at themselves. Before a fivefold minister can perfect the saints, they themselves must come to a certain level of spiritual maturity and submission, and not just acknowledgement to the word of God. God always works a deep spiritual work in us before he works his ministry through us. Let us first submit to the perfecting of God in us, which prepares us to help others to be perfected. How each of the fivefold is called to perfect the saints. And we'll speak briefly about the apostle. There are varied number of ways that the apostle perfects the saints. Some apostles are called to be pioneers who call the church of the living God to come back to the place that God had originally set for the church to be, often birthing revival. They restore truth that perhaps were lost over time, causing the reviving of the saints and certain teachings that would build the saints. They can expand the territory of the church by going into new areas and establishing a work for the Lord. This can include apostolic intercessorial prayer, which causes a spiritual breakthrough in every area. Example, deliverance. Setting a spiritual vision for a place. Evangelizing the people in it. Starting a church. Teaching the people sound doctrine. Apostles also raise up and train others in the fivefold ministry in the territory or people they are sent to, thus causing a reproduction and birthing of these others in ministry, and who in turn will also perfect the saints. They impart spiritual things, gifts and anointing to the body of Christ. The apostle is sent to people and places to set forth breakthrough. We will take a short break and we will be right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries, present the Reverend Donald Davis, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and by honoring the Great Commission. And as we continue on our journey in the fivefold ministry, we will explain briefly about the prophets, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. The prophet perfects the saints by keeping them on course with God's vision. They also warn the saints of impending danger ahead. They help navigate the body of Christ towards God's vision and purpose for it, but collectively, in groups, as well as for individuals, as the Lord directs. They point the Christian in the direction that will keep them in God's will, causing them to mature due to the direction that they have access to from the Lord through right relationship. Training in intercession is also one of the many folds that the prophet uses to perfect the saints. Prophets are often sent to the body of Christ when God's people have turned from him and thus lost their way. They often declare the need for repentance, such was the case with John the Baptist, the evangelist. Perfect the saints by encouraging them in the Great Commission. They also remind the saints of the limits of this life and the eternal goals that we should pursue, thus keeping their focus on the eternal rather than the temporal. Not only do they help in the perfecting of the saints already in Christ, but they do so as well in the gathering of new saints. They win men and women to Christ and immediately begin to perfect them by pointing them in the right direction. The pastor gives those under their watch in the body of Christ the sense of the family of God. They warn those in their sheepfold of the daily dangers that the enemy poses against them. They protect them and perfect them through teaching, sound counseling, and giving God-ordained direction, causing them to be able to successfully navigate through this life. The teacher perfects the saints by giving them God-ordained teaching and biblical instructions that help them to develop and grow in their knowledge of God. This kind of teaching is not denominational or doctrines of organization, rather Holy Spirit breathed insight regarding the Word of God, which gives spiritual balance to the saints. Ephesians 4, verse 13 to 16, gives details as to why we need to be perfected and what happens when we are. It reads, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sly of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. When the saints are perfected, then the work of the ministry goes forth, and the body of Christ is built up or edified. When the saints are perfected, they become empowered and enabled to do the work of the ministry. When the work of the ministry is done, all areas of service to the Lord from his people, then others are added to it, causing spiritual growth or it to be built up. I know that the word perfecting in Ephesians 4 verse 11 means righteousness. Because when the saints are in right standing, they are empowered to do the work of the ministry, causing the growth of the church. When the saints are not perfected, rather thought to have church, we see very little growth in the church. So we can surmise that part of the purpose of perfecting is to cause growth to the body of Christ, bringing the church to the right standing through Jesus Christ. The fivefold ministry is commissioned to bring the church to a place in which they have the character of Christ, thereby causing the work of Christ to go forth. We are perfected when we learn how to live in right standing. There are things that the church has tolerated that God had wanted us to crucify. We have established and accepted and tolerated imperfection, thus unrighteousness. Instead of being challenged to come up higher in character, we were told that we are just human. So accept behavior and thoughts that are contrary to what God's word teaches us. This has been many of our positions in the past. Yet when the true fivefold ministry stands up, they teach that this does not have to be. They teach that we can be a holy and righteous people. They don't just tell us that we need to be holy. Rather, they teach what things have stopped us from being holy and show us how to overcome those hindrances. They teach us that we can be perfected, and that the perfection happens when we learn to live in right standing, learning not to accept the sins that we do, rather to expediently repent for them. Saints are perfected when they are taught the character of Christ and the fact that they should pursue it. The more the saints hear of this, the greater levels of character and faith are established in them. When they submit to those areas of the fivefold ministry teachings, it causes them to be on the road of righteousness, thus living in perfection. The Church of the Living God cannot touch the world effectively until it has been or submit to being perfected. So many have been in the church for years and have not been perfected. Many have ministry titles and oversee others, yet they have not been perfected, thus causing a lack of power. It is a perfected church that will be an outgrowth of the demonstration of God's dunamis power. The church has wanted honor and dominion without perfection. Please understand that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ walked in perfection. Thus the power and dominion was available to him. So shall it be with you who make it your goal to be perfect, even as our Father is perfect. I have found that the work of the ministry is not being done on the scale that it should, because the saints are not being perfected. We have many churches, but not many perfected saints in them. God is not looking to have one great person that the church says is their example today, other than Jesus Christ. Rather, God is raising up a perfected army of people who will be a demonstration of his power in the earth in these last hours of time. You must understand that God shows himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him, hearing, thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars." Praise the Lord, my fellow brethren. Most Christians never truly qualified to do the work of the ministry because they have not been constantly taught, level upon level, point upon point, how to be perfected and live in perfection. The true fivefold minister will give constant teachings that cause a striving towards perfection. God is training and releasing true fivefold ministers in the land to perfect the saints in this hour of history, for we are coming to a close of time. God is going to make a short work of things and end it in righteousness, perfecting his people. Romans 9 verse 28 says, "For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth." The saints must be perfected for effective service unto the Lord and for their presentation unto the Lord, a church without spot or wrinkle. As you are perfected, or to be more like Jesus Christ, you ought to try and reproduce this with others. Saints, I encourage you tonight to look into yourself, study the Word of God, walk in His righteousness, and perfect other saints. We remind you once again that we'll be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. We also encourage you to visit our online bookstores at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. And once again, you can always visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. We also encourage you to visit our School of Ministry, the House of David School of Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. And folks, as we prepare to come to the end of our show tonight, we want to thank you once again for tuning in to us, and we pray that you'll be able to join us next week, or as a matter of fact, on Sunday at 9 p.m. and again on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Father, we thank you once again for tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to journey on the road of the fivefold ministry and to share your word with our fellow men. Father, we thank you for this privilege. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that led us through tonight. And we pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will continue to dwell within us, O Father, as we continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, we thank you, and we pray for a blessing upon this program. We pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless those who had the opportunity to listen to the program tonight. And that you'll bless those that will get an opportunity to listen to it later on. Father, we thank you once again as we lift you up and we give praise. All glory belong to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight and we thank you. As we leave tonight, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you all abundantly. As he give praises to his name, for he reigneth forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and good night.